The Shu's Kol HaKol HaKodesh. We're going to speak next to Shem about Sukkot, Siman Simchoseinu. It's Chag Simchoseinu, the day of the festival that we are Mesameach. He's saying, Yalav Yolai, throughout Yom Tov, we mention Pesach Zocheinu, Pesach Zaman Cheiluseinu. Shavuos is Zaman Matan Toraseinu. And Sukkot is Zaman Simchoseinu. So Kipshutei Pesach, we understand why it's Zaman Cheiluseinu. It's the time we were free, we were slaves for 210 years in Mitzrayim, under the shibboleth of the Egyptians, and came a time we left Mitzrayim, so we became a free nation. Zaman Cheiluseinu is very understandable, the Lashon. Shavuos likewise, we know we received the Torah at Har Sinai from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Zaman Matan Toraseinu. But when we talk about Sukkot, we say Sukkot is Zaman Simchoseinu. What's the simcha? Simcha ma'azu oisa. What is the simcha that we keep on Sukkot? What simcha do we have in mind? And above all, we have to understand the inyan of being the simcha really applies to both Pesach and Shavuos, the other Yomim Tovim as well. Not only Sukkot. We're supposed to be that inyan of simcha, simchas Yom Tov, through all the Yomim Tovim. Plus the fact that the inyan of all year round we should be besimcha. If there's Hashem besimcha, it's part of the avoid of a yid is to be besimcha. Akidekach, that even a chiddush when it comes to chodesh av, the Shulchan Aruch has to paskin for us a special siman in Shulchan Aruch, mishenechnas av memalten besimcha. When av comes in because of the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, we have to reduce in simcha. So what's this simcha which is so special by Sukkot? About Bifrat, we find the Gemara says in Sukkot Daf Nun Aleph, the Gemara speaks about there the Simcha Gedoyla that took place in the Beis Hamikdash when they did the Nisach HaMayim, pouring out the water, which was a special avoida. The Gemara says there, I'm quoting the Lashon, Kol ni shelo ro Simchas Beis HaShoeva, he who's never seen the Simchas Beis HaShoeva in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, lo ro Simcha Miyomot, has never seen a Simcha in all his days. And the Yerushalmi writes on this, Loma Nikra Shema Beis HaShoeva. Why is it called Beis HaShoeva? Shemisham Shoyavim Ruach HaKodesh. Because it's from the Beis HaMikdash, we would draw out Ruach HaKodesh. And Yerushalmi brings, Sheyoina Ben Amitai, the Yoina who we read about in Yom Kippur, Me'oyla Ragolim Hoya. Yoina was one of the Oyla Ragolim who went up to the Beis HaMikdash three times a year, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. The Nichnas Lebeis Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and he came Sukkot time, and he went into the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, into the Beis HaMikdash, v'shoso olav Ruach HaKodesh, and immediately as he went in, Ruach HaKodesh rested on him, v'hisig Miles HaNevuah, and from then on he was known as Yoina HaNovi, he was one of the Nevi'im. By just going into the Beis HaMikdash at the time of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Shemishom, the Lashon of the Yerushalmi is, Shemishom Shoyav im Ruach HaKodesh, that on them rested on Yoina, Shosol of Ruach HaKodesh, Vehisig Miles HaNevuah, and he became a Novi. Av Kama Shoyna, that's the Lashon of the Yerushalmi. And in the Rambam we also find, the Rambam in Tereg Ches, Mehilchos Lulav writes, again, I'm quoting. Alfal pi shekol amoyado is mitzvah lesameach behen. Even though all the other yom tovim, that means Pesach and Shavuos, it's a yom tov to be besimcha. Bechag haSukkos hoyse b'mikdash simcha yaseira. On Sukkos was an extra special mitzvah to be besimcha. Shenema, as it says, usmachtem lifnei Hashem alakechem, you should rejoice in front of Hashem your God. Shivas yomim for 7 days, and it's sort of called 7 days. And the Rambam carries on, Vehei Choyse Simcha Zu, how did they show the Simcha? How did they demonstrate that they were the Simcha? So they had an orchestra, a choir, Hacholel Makeh, Umenagnim Bikinoi, Bivorim of time, the flute and the cymbals, they all played, and there was a choir and an orchestra, and Mitzvah Nehabas the Simcha Zu. Says the Rambam, Veloi Hoye Oysin Oysin Amehoret. It wasn't like a built kite there. Some people were laughing around. The Amoraites didn't join in this at all. The Chol Mishiyitz, or anybody who wanted to, could sort of sing around and dance. It wasn't that. Elas is the Rambam Gedolei Chachmei Yisrael. It was the great people of Chachmei Yisrael who took part in this Simcha. The Roshei HaYeshivas, Sanhedrin, the Dayomim, the Chassidim, the Tekenim, the El Tayidin, the Anshemas, the people who are known for doing great deeds, Shehoyim Araktim and Mesapkim. They were dancing and clapping and being Mesameach, Umenazdim, Umesamchim, Bemigdash, Bemei, Chag, Asugat, Adkam, Ashoyna from the Rambam. So we see this Simcha, which was in the Beis Hamikdash at the time of the Beis Hashoeva, wasn't a stump Simcha, and not anybody could join in. It was only great people, as the Rambam says, Gedoy Lechach Yisrael, Rosh Yeshivas, Sanhedrin, Chassidim, Zikenim, and Anshe Maaser. So we still have to understand what was so special about the Nisach HaMayim in the Beis HaMikdash. And if it was so special, as we know it was, why is it only mentioned by a way of Remez in the Gemara in the beginning of Tanis, mentioned in the Alter Remez, and not more, no more explicit details? So the Slonim Rebbe, in his Sefer Nesivos Sholem, explains this very beautifully. The Mishnah says at the end of Tanis, on the Pasuk in Shir Shirim, Shlomo HaMelech writes, V'yoyim chatzunotzoi uv'yoyim simchas liboy. So the Mishnah says in Tanis, when the Pasuk says, V'Shlomo HaMelech writes, V'yoyim chatzunotzoi, he is referring to Zeh Matan Torah. He is referring to the Chatzun of the Matan Torah, whereby we receive the Torah on Har Sinai. And when the Shlomo HaMelech writes about V'yoyim simchas liboy, Zeh Binyan Beis HaMikdash, this is an allusion, a remnant to the building and base of the Mikdash. And he explains that the Beis HaMikdash, in fact, Yoim Simchas Liboy, the Beis HaMikdash was the ultimate place that Hashem desired to make His resting place in this world. As the Lashon HaChazal, the Sforim write, Shenis Avah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liyas Loidira Betachtoinim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu desired, He wanted to make His abode, His place where He rests, His Shechina, down below with us. And in this place, in the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem showed His love, which came directly from His Shechina to us, Klal Yisrael. As it says in the Pasuk, Sholosh Pomim Bashona, three times a year, is a mitzvah, Yeloecho Zechurcho, Espenei Hashem Lekach. It's a mitzvah of Oyla Regal, for every Zohar, for every male, to go up to Yerushalayim, Sholosh Pomim Bashona, three times a year, the Sholosh Legonim. And the Lifnai V'Lifnim, the inner chamber, so to say, which is more commonly known as the Kodesh Kodshim, which is also known, we said in the Hashanahs today, that Rotsuf Ahava, whereby the love of Hashem is shown towards us. This love was so abundantly noticeable when everything that what the Kodesh Kodshim stood for pointed to this special love. The Shnei Luchim Tavlis and the Oren, of which the Torah binds us with this special bond between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael, as the Zohar calls it, Kutshu Bericha Yisrael V'Orei Tzachatu. The Almighty HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael and Torah is all one. They are inseparable. The Torah is our life. And above all, the Kluvim that are placed on top of the Oren HaKadosh, whereby the Gemara tells us in Yuma that this man Shi Yisrael Oisin Ritzayna Shul Mokim, when Klal Yisrael are doing the Rotzon Hashem, then Ma'urin, the Kruvim are Ma'urin Zebezeh. This is this Rotzuf Ahava that we said in the Hashanahs today. This was in the Kodesh Kodshim, which was Toichoy Ahavo. It was a built-in love from Hashem towards us. And it's for this reason, in the time of Shlomo HaMelech, when they made their Chanukah Sabayis, after Shlomo HaMelech finished dedicating the Beis HaMikdash, they celebrated the Chanukah Sabayis not for 7 days, but for 14 days. Twice 7 days, and it worked out, it fell out on Yom Kippur, and they even made a Suda on Yom Kippur. They were mevatel the Talmud of Yom Kippur, and Hashem was moichel for them for doing all the Averis, as the Gemara relates in the beginning of Moed Koten Daf Tes. Why? Because this was a Mavega of Ahava, higher than any Mavega thinkable. And when there is such a high degree of love, such a high degree of Ahava, on this it says, I'll call Pshoin to Chas Ahava. Through the Koyach of love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to Klal Yisrael, to us, that takes away all Averis. And that's why they have the Heter, they were allowed to fast on Yom Kippur. Because through the Koyach of Ahava, I'll call Pshoin to Chas Ahava. And it's for this reason we address the Beis HaMikdash as Yoim Simchas Liboy. It's on this theme that the Zohar Kodesh writes, "Sha'al oisesho ne'mashi hashirim Shekulo al Avat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he saw that all the Prokim, Bishlomo Melech, right in Shiashim, is all addressed for the Avot towards Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Beis HaMikdash Hu Bebchinas HaMemutza, because the Beis HaMikdash is the Bechina of the Memutza HaMekasha Bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash is in the intermediate that operates between Klal Yisrael and us. And this is exactly what Sukkot is all about. This is the Zman Simchaseinu. Because after the Yomim Noroim have gone by, as it's known as the days of awe, after going through days of pressure, intense feeling and emotions, Hashem gave us the mitzvah of Sukkot to celebrate this inyan of Haviyami HaMelech HaDorov. The King, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Melech Malchim HaMelechim, the King of Kings, has brought me, says Shlomo HaMelech, to his own room, which is Me'en the Beis HaMikdash. As the Gemara says in the beginning of Sukkot Daf Tes, that Sheyesh Chalois Kedusha Al Mokem HaSukkot. The Gemara says there, Kishem Shechal Shem Shemaim Al HaChagiga, just as the Chal Shem Shemaim is Chal on the Chagiga on the Kabbalah, Kach Chal Shel Shemaim Al HaSukkot. That's why the Gemara says the Abti Sukkot is also is Mukta. You can't use it because it's become Mukta, it's hooked to the Mitzvot, there's a Shem Shemaim on the actual wood of the Sukkot. And the Zohar Kodesh writes that the Sukkah is the inyan of Bitziloi Chimavati V'yoshavti. Hashem says, I desire to dwell in His shade under the protection of Shlomo HaMelech, right, under the protection of Hashem. And as he continues to write, that when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres is the Bechina of Yichud, like there is between Chosen and Kavah, between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael, because he writes, because then is the time, says the Zohar, Shalman de Yosef Imolka, the one who sits down with the king, call my deboy Shoel Gabe Vyoevle. Whatever a Yid requests from the king at that time, Sukkot time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant him. And before the Yichud is the Chag HaSukkot, whereby it says, Shlomo HaMelech writes, Shebetziloi Chomadati V'yoshavti, I desire to sit with him under his Shechina, which is the revelation of the love. Me'en the love which was revealed in the Beis HaMikdash. So Be'emes Chag HaSukkot is the month Simchoseinu by which we rejoice and we are happy with the ultimate love that Hashem shows us, Klal Yisrael, that Haviyani HaMelech HaDorav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the King of Kings, has brought us into His room. Hashem takes us into His house, into His home. But the kasha still remains. How do we get to this Madrega of Simcha? Now that we've established that the Simcha is this Ruach HaKodesh, which Klal Yisrael drew out at the Simcha of Beis HaShev and the Beis HaMikdash, how do we now attain to this Simcha Bizman HaZeh? And the answer must be, it's only when we shake off our Gashmias and the pleasures of Olam HaZeh that we are able and that we are so immersed in, which have no end, only then is it possible to attain the real meaning of Simcha. As the Baalei Musa gave a beautiful marshal to understand this. There was once a king who was ill, and he went around to all doctors, and nobody had a refuah from him, until his main physician advised him that his only refuah would be if he was to get hold of a shirt that belonged to someone who lives a life of simcha worry-free. If he was to wear this shirt, then automatically the hashpah, the impression, the influence which was worn by this person will rub off on him and he will get a refuah. So they searched far and wide for such a person unsuccessfully, until they actually found someone who was totally happy and content without any worries in the world. So they approached him and they asked him for his shirt. So he told them, I'm so poor I don't even own a shirt of my own. And he told them, he said, immediately added on, that if I would own a shirt, I would be a worried man. So they asked him, why is that? So he said, because if I would wear a shirt, I would worry how to keep it clean. And if it does get dirty, I would worry how to clean it. It's only because I don't own anything of my own, that's why I'm so happy. The Nimshel, of course, is clear. The less gashmis that we have, the more the simcha we really are. And this is what Sukkah stands for, the Zaman Simchoseinu, where we shake off our Olam HaZeh. We leave our comfortable and luxurious homes with our fitted carpets and expensive furniture, etc. We leave them behind and move out to a flimsy hut with barely a roof over us, whereby we put our full trust in Hashem and we say Yisrael v'tach Hashem, that Klal Yisrael has trust in our Kodesh Baruch Hu. As the Zohar calls the Sukkah the Tzela de Memenusa, it's the shade of faith, the root of the Emunah, whereby we testify and we say Hine lo yomim v'lo yishem shoyim Yisrael. We acclaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never sleeps, never slumbers. He's our guardian. And the Pasuk says, of course, L'man yede do yoseichan ki vasukhe seshafti. So we believe in this, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us out into the Sukkah, we look for His protection and His comfort, coupled with His guidance and assurance for our Hashkocha Protis for the coming year. Havo Aleinu L'Toivo. The Gemara relates in the beginning of Mayat Kotlin Daf Tes that this was the Madrega of Ahava, higher than any Madrega thinkable, and there's such a high degree of love that it says I'll call to show him to Chasei Ahava. And so this can be the same kind of simcha that is prevalent during the other Yomim Tovim of Pesach and Shavuos. But this simcha of Zeman Simcha Seinu of Sukkot is well above any other simcha possible. And all this is wrapped up in the Nisach HaMayim, because Mayim is the symbol of love in Kabbalah, which is the Midas Ahava. The Nisach HaMayim in the Beis HaMikdash, the home of love, was the revelation of love in its utmost, highest degree. And it's for this reason it's only mentioned, like we said before, by a way of remez. The Gemara in the beginning of Tanis Daf Bei says that not even the Rosh HaTevis spell out Mayim, it's the Sof HaTevis, the Gemara says, of the three words V'nizkeyem and V'socher K'mishpotom, the Sof HaTevis spell out Mayim. It's only by their remez, because the real love was shown secretly only by their remez, when the love of Hashem was poured out to Klal Yisrael. And it's on this the Gemara says, "Kol mi shelo yiroh simcha beis hashoeva." He who hasn't seen this simcha beis hashoeva, lo yiroh simcha biyomav, has never seen a simcha in his days. Because the korban of Nisach HaMayim, whereby the love of Hashem was poured out to us, was above any other korban. And this is the shoyish, the root of the simcha we celebrate on Sukkot more than any other yomtiv. Water, as we said, being the symbol of chesed and ahava, the yid Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYokayim would pour out to the Mizbeach his own ahava and offer it up totally to Hashem. This was this great Simchas Beis HaShoeva through the Nisach HaMayim, by which one would pour out one's heart Kodesh Lashem. With this idea, the Shlomo Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, explains the strong connection, the kesher, between Sukkot and Shabbos. The Rosh HaTevis of the Psukim of the words Bas Sukkos Teishu Shivas Yomim spells out the word Shabbos. Bas Sukkos Teishu Shivas makes the Rosh HaTevis of the word Shabbos. As it's mentioned, the Sifri writes in Parshas Baal Oischa on the Pasuk of Yom Simchaschem Uv'Yom Mayadechem, says the Sifri, Uv'Yom Simchaschem Eilu HaShabbosos. On the days that you rejoice, Klal Yisrael, that's the Shabbosos. So we have to understand what on earth, what's the connection between Simcha and Shabbos. There is no Simcha on Shabbos. On Shabbos there's Oynik Shabbos. The Loshem Simcha is attributed, associated only to Yom Tov, Simcha's Yom Tov. But Shabbos is Oynik Shabbos. Yet the Sifri finds it necessary and goes out of its way with a special drosha, that what the Pasuk says of Yom Simchaschem Eilu Shabbosos. Says the Shlomo Rebbe, the pshat is that when the Sifri says Yom Simchaschem is the Shabbosos, which is a bechina of Yom Simchas Livoy, because the Shabbos, he says, is metaphorically the Yom Nisuin and the Yichud between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us Klal Yisrael, as is brought in Torah's Ovos, that on Shabbos Hashem is Ma'ale the Yid to Lehechome Kuloi Oime Kovet. We say in the Mizmor LaDavid Friday night for Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us into his Heichal, whereby we go into the Heichal of Hashem like we go into the Sukkah. That's the connection between Shabbos and the Sukkah. It's as if we're going back home to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Abudram also explains, Abudram being one of the Shoinim, that Shabbos, Klal Yisrael, And the Kaddish Baruch is also an Indian of Chosen and Kalal. Friday night we say in the Shemoyne Esther, after Kiddashto, Yom HaShviv. That's the Kiddushin between Klal Yisrael and the Kaddish Baruch Hu, we Mekaddish the Shabbos. In the morning is the Simchas Nisuin. Yismach Moshe v'Matnas Chelkoi, we rejoice for the Shabbos, the Chosen and Kalal. And in the afternoon, the after effort of Shimcha Echot is the Yichud for the Chosen and Kalal. Gamit Shaloi Kisidon. But the Indian, the concepts are there of Yichud, Nesun, and Kedushin, and Simcha, the connection between in Shabbat. So bearing all these in Yonim in mind, Chazal tell us, we can, through this Chazal, we can understand the Sukkot, the Indian of the Man Simchotenu. Because it was during Sukkot that we said that we received the Ruach HaKodesh in the Beis HaMikdash, and we felt so close to Hashem. This was the Simcha, this full contentment that we had in trusting in Hashem, this feeling of sense of security and protection by Hashem himself, as we said, Yisrael Batav Hashem, that brought with it this Nogila Venis Mechavoy, this ultimate Simcha. This Inyan says the Chassam Sofer in Droshes, that Sosen and Simcha in Avodas Hashem is an integral part of a Yid's Avoda. And he compares it, it's like the jug from which we draw the Mayim Chaim, the living fresh water from the source of the fountains of Yeshua. And it's interesting to note, one can add that the gematria of the word Simcha is Soid Hashem Lireov, meaning the koach of Simcha leads to Yiras Hashem, because when one has Yiras Shemaim, one automatically feels the Simcha, as David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, if there's Hashem beYiro veGilu beYirodo, serve Hashem with fear and rejoice with trepidation. We find in the Yerushalmi, towards the end of the first parak of Kiddushin, the Yerushalmi writes that Yosha v'loy ova aveiro noisin lo ischar koise mitzvah. Just by sitting around, if a Yid sits around and not by doing an aveiro, Hashem reckons as if he's done a mitzvah and he'll be rewarded for this. Kal v'chomer if a person does a mitzvah. Explains the Chassam Sofer, in this way we are able to keep most of the Tawar Yad Mitzvahs in this bitter Golas, as he calls it, as the Betoich HaGolas HaMar, he writes. Because by seeing how the Goyim celebrate on their so-called festivals, with a small f, and we refrain from joining in with them, all we are worried and concerned about is the Churban Beis HaMikdash, and we're davening and hoping and waiting to see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And likewise, when we are mekayim all the mitzvahs that we do and refrain from doing averus, as we find Yaakov Avinu Olav HaSholem said when he spent that time with Lavan, he said im Lavan gauti va'al yedei zed tal yag mitzvah shemati, because all the kashrus Rishonim already asked the kashrus on Rashi, how is it possible to say im Lavan gauti just because gauti is the Gematria Tal Yag, Yaakov Avinu was Mekayim of Tal Yag Mitzvah. Number one, the main mitzvah of Yid HaMoshe only came in the following mitzvah, Vayishlach. No way could there be Mekayim all Tal Yag Mitzvah. But says the Chassam Sofer, that the Pshat is, with his word, that Lavan was over all the mitzvahs of Hashem. And Yaakov simultaneously refrained from doing those averes, as the Yerushalmi says, Yoshev v'loy ova aveo, noisim loischa koisa mitzvah, kavachoyme Yaakov Avinu, was mekayim certainly a certain amount, a good roi, probably a majority of the mitzvahs. So it was reckoned for him as he kept all the mitzvahs. The culmination of the month Simchoseinu is of course Simchas Torah, whereby we rejoice with the Torah. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch HaLakeinu Shebrono Lechvoidoi, that He gave us the Torah, as we mentioned B'Shem Rezoi HaKodesh, that Kutshe Berucha Yisrael B'Lai Sechatu, as we say on Simchas Torah, Ein Simcha Kesimchas HaTorah. And it's for this reason an Ovel Rachmon al-Islam isn't allowed to learn Torah, because David HaMelech writes Pikudei Hashem Yishorim Esam Chalev, the mitzvahs, the Torah and mitzvahs of Hashem rejoice a person's heart. The Torah gives us such a tremendous simcha and nachas that an over Rachmon al Islam isn't allowed to be Messiah Da'at from his Avelis, hence he's not allowed to learn Torah. It's Yeshua, the famous Arachayim HaKodesh, writes on the Pasuk V'somachta v'chal ha-toyv in Parshas Kisovoy, and he writes there, if we would only realize and appreciate how much arevus mesikus unimus at this loshon, how sweet and pleasant and beautiful the Torah really is, Hoyinu mishtagim umalatim achreo. We would go mashuga to learn the Torah and run after the Torah wherever one can hear a shir, one would run and learn. Because says the Rechaim HaKodesh Kehem Chayenu Voelech Yomeinu. And as David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, Lulei Tzoyroscha Shashuoi Ozo Vadati Va'oni. If it wasn't for your Torah Hashem that I yearn for, I would be lost in my afflictions. And Rabbi Kivega explains in his Akdoma to Chubas and Yerodea, he depicts the Torah as David HaMelech exclaims, Soso Noichi Alim Nosecha Kemoitze Sholol Rov. David HaMelech says, I rejoice with your Torah like the captain in the army rejoices with his loot and booty that he has captured from the enemy. Asks Rabbi Kivega, how is it possible for David HaMelech to compare and write Soso Noichi Alim Nosecha the Simcha of Torah Kemoitze Sholol Rov like the Simcha of the Simcha where a captain comes back from the army winning the war? We just said before the Ein Simcha Ki Simcha Satoyah. How can you make a comparison of the Simcha Satoyah to anything else? Says Rabbi Kivega, on one hand the Moshel is the captain is so happy that he won the war, he won the battle, he captured so much ammunition and tanks and warfare etc. from the enemy, but on the other hand he's upset because he could have taken so much more home from the battlefield. And he recalled how many more tanks and ammunition were left behind which he could have taken with him. The same is, says Rabbi Kivega, with Torah. On one hand, we have to be the Simcha for the amount of Torah that we've acquired over the years. Echad amarba v'echad amamit. But by the same token, says Rabbi Kivega, we mustn't become complacent in the knowledge that we know so much because there's plenty to learn out there. There's plenty more to be koina through the Kinyan HaTorah. And when the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Eizeh Oshei Asumeach B'Chelkoi, who is the rich man who is happy with his lot? This means he is rich and should be content with his gashmias, with his physical pleasures. As we find Yaakov Avinu said, Yeshli Koil. Lahavdil Eizeh Oshei said, Yeshli Roiv. I've got more, I've got enough, more, enough. Meaning he could do with more. Yaakov Avinu didn't say that. Yaakov Avinu said when he's got Kashmir, it's true he was a rich man. But he said, Yeshli Koil, I've got everything that I need. However, when it comes to Ruchnias, a spiritual pleasure, the Torahic pleasure, there's no such thing as Yeshli Koil. There's no end to Torah, as it says in the Torah, Iyoiv describes the Torah as Aruka Meretz Midah Urechovim Mineyom. The Torah is infinite, both in quantity and in quality. Yerotzem, like to finish off with the Tzillah, May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us all the Siyata Dishmaya, that we should have Seichel and Daas. And as we say, the Torah Hashem is Tamimo, we should be able to learn Torah Hashem B'Simcha Rabba, which Agav is the Gematria of Hachai Yitin and Liboy. We should appreciate the Zman Simchoseinu, which is also the Gematria of Oiro Shel Mashiach. We should appreciate the Zman Simchoseinu of this beautiful Yom Tov of Sukkot, and Baruch Hashem we've been benched Kenai Nahor with such good weather. And as we said, culminating with the Simcha Satoya, as we spoke about, and Be'ezat Hashem, we should see the Binyan Beis HaMikdash together with the Simchas Beis HaSheva, whereby we will once again draw out the Ruach HaKodesh and witness Tchias HaMeisim and the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the Geulah Shelema, Berachamim Gedolim, B'mheira, B'yomeinu, Amen.